今天晚上的我们的主题是在我们里头要建立圣殿。
Today's topic is we have to build a sanctuary in us.
今天晚上的主题是在我们里面要建立圣殿。
We need to build a sanctuary in us.
今天的经文是历代志下第七章第十一节到第十二节的内容。
This scripture is 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 11 to 12.
我们先要明白人类的历史就是建立圣殿的历史。
We do have to understand that the mankind history is actually a history about building a temple.
我们的上帝创造了这个地球。
And so God created the earth.
然后我们的上帝呢，把这个伊甸园建立在这个地球里面。
And so God placed this Garden Eden in this earth.
其实这个伊甸园就是圣殿。
And so this Garden Eden is actually the temple.
就是神住的地方。
It's just the place where God dwells in.
然后我们的上帝创造人。
And then God created man.
然后把人放在这个伊甸园，就是说圣殿里面了。
And then God created man and places man in Garden Eden, which is the temple.
这就是这个创世纪第二章第八节。
This is actually in Genesis chapter 2 verse 8.
那么最后也是这样的了。
Well, in the end, it's going to be the same.
我们的上帝亲自这个创造新天新地。
God will personally create this new heavens and the earth.
就是说我们的上帝亲自创造新的耶路撒冷。
God will create this new Jerusalem.
然后把这个得救的人放在新的耶路撒冷里面。
And place those that are safe inside this Jerusalem.
所以呢，人类的历史就是建立圣殿的历史了。
And so the history of mankind.It's the history of building a temple.
所以我们一定要明白上帝为什么创造人。
And we have to understand why God created man.
他创造人的目的在哪里呢？
What is the purpose of creating man?
为的是透过人建立上帝所住的这个圣殿。
So that through man to build this temple.
那么意思说，我们上帝创造人的目的在哪里？
What is the purpose of God creating man?
为的是与人。一起来生活。
It's so to dwell and to live with.
这就是上帝创造人的目的。
This is the purpose why God is created.
所以呢，没有上帝来生活的话，圣经说他是死的。
And so to live without God, this person is a dead person.
他是灭亡的。
He's supposed to perish.
他是失败的了。
And he failed.
这个是很重要的观念。
This is a very important
concept. 我们认为是怎么样呢？赚了很多的钱的话，他是成功人士。
We thought that, you know, this person earned a lot of money, that person is a successful person.
或者是他读书很厉害，有很多的才干的话，他是成功人士。
Or he studied a lot and he have a lot of skills, then he is a successful person.
但是不管他是怎么样的但是呢，他如果没有上帝来成功，没有上帝来成就什么的话，圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说，他是失败的，他是会灭亡的，他是死的。
And the Bible says that if this person have success without God, then this person is considered as a dead person, a person that is bound to perish, and a person who failed.
真的是这样吗
？So is that true?
我们看启示录第三章第一节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 1.
现在撒底教会。的人说我们是很厉害的。
Now the Church of Sardis people says that they are very powerful.
我们是很有钱的。
And they are very rich.
我们真的是很有钱，很丰盛的，我们算是一个成功人士。
And so they live in abundance and they consider themselves successful.
真的是这样吗
？Is that true?
但是我们的上帝怎么评估他们呢
？How did God judge them?
请你要写信给撒底教会的使者说那有神的器灵和。气性地说我知道你的行为暗明你是活的其实是死的
Now, and the angels of the church in Sardis write this thing says he who has the seven spirit of God and the seven stars I know your works that you have a name for you that you are alive but you are dead
在这边你建立了业务成绩吗
And so have you built a work and as well as results?
或者是你大大的成功了吗
Or that have you been successful?
或者是你成就了很伟大的事情吗
Or that you have accomplished great things?
但是呢如果你没有上帝来做到这样的事情的话今天的经文那么清楚地告诉我们说他们是死的他们是被丢在地狱的火里面的
And so, but if you have this kind of success without God, but this scripture says that you are considered as dead and you are people that will be thrown into the fire in the hell.
所以呢，我们不要从这个世上的价值观来看我们的人生。
And so, do not look at our life in this worldly concept.
一定要回到神的话那边。
We have to return to the Bible.
从某一个角度来看的话，我们爸爸妈妈的错误在哪里？
From a certain perspective, where is the fault of our parents?
虽然我们是信主的，
although that we are believers,
但是我们只是强调世上讲的价值观。
We emphasize on the standards and the concepts of the world.
结果呢，到了今天，我们的孩子们几乎离开。 教会或者是离开上帝了。
And therefore, most of children have departed from the God and as well departed from church.
所以今天再来认定，再来明白。 到底圣经讲的活的人是谁，死的人是谁？
And today we have to understand and to know who are the ones that are alive and who are the ones that are dead.
在那这边你大大的成功了。
And so if you have great success here,
人家都看到你的时候会流口水。
And everybody sees you and they will drool over you.
那么他是活的吗？
Is that person alive?
我们看看一下出埃及记第33章。
See Exodus 33.
第一节到第三节。在那边说，我们的上帝说，我会帮你们占领这个迦南地。
God says that I will help you to inherit this land of Canaan.
因为我是应许的上帝了。
Because I'm a God of promise.
我已经告诉你们了，我这个什么，把你们这个。 把你们带进去这个迦南地。
And I told you that I will bring you into the land of Canaan, right?
所以呢，我会完成我告诉你们的应许。
And so I will fulfill the promise with you.
所以呢，我可以帮你完全杀光这个迦南地那边的敌人。
And so I can help you to drive out all the people in Canaan.
但是呢，我不要与你们同在同行。
But I will not be with you.
如果没有上帝的同在的话，怎么样呢？你是死的了。
Without the presence of God, you consider dead.
真的是没有上帝的同在的话，我们是死的吗？
Now, is it true that without God's presence, we are considered dead?
我们信主已经很久了。
Now, we have been Christian for very long.
但是我们几乎怎么样呢？从世上的价值观来看一切的，然后那。 世上的想法看法来教导我们的孩子们了。
Now, many of the time, we actually see things based on a worldly concept, and even to teach our children with this worldly concept.
所以他们也不知道什么人能够活，什么人能够死。
And even the children don't understand what it's called a living and what it's called dead.
我们看马太福音第25章。
Matthew 25.
41节。
41.
那么以色列人的观念里面，右边是好的。
And so for the Israelite Jewish concept is right side is good one.
左边是不对的,
and the left is the bad ones.
右边是真理,
and so the right is the truth.
左边是非真理,
and so the left side is not truth.
我们看看第41节情, 站在左边的人的最后的结果怎么样?
What is the result of those that stand in the land?
那么我们看前面的话，他们算是相当算是成功人士了。
And those people are considered successful people.
他们在这边生活的时候相当成功了。
So as they live on earth, they are successful.
但是圣经说他们是站在左边的人。
But the Bible says that they are those that stand on the left.
那么站在左边的人，他们最后的结果，这个结局呢？
What is the end result of those that's on the left?
我们一起来念经。 王又要向那左边的说：“你们这被咒诅的人，离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。”
Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels."
真的不要怀疑。 有没有地狱?
Now, do not doubt whether it's just hell.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说，真的有地狱。
The Bible tells us that there is really hell.
这句话特别是耶稣亲口讲的。
And these are words from Jesus himself.
不是使徒们讲的。
It's not from the apostles.
耶稣亲口告诉我们说，站在左边的，靠着人力，靠着人的思想，靠着人的感情来生活的，这就是站在左边的人的意思了。这样的人呢，必定去地狱的火里面。
And Jesus told us personally that those that stand on the left-hand side, which means people that rely on the human will, people that rely on the human knowledge and as well as human emotions, these people will be on the left, will be cast into the fire, into hell.
当然我也刚刚说了,他们算是成功人士的。
And they are considered as successful people.
但是今天我们虽然信主,但是我们 整个观念也不是这样的嘛.
But although that we are believers, aren't our own concept like this as well.
我们看圣经的时候,所罗门建立了看得见的圣殿。
Now, Solomon built a temple that can be seen by eyes.
其实我们的圣经呢,透过所罗门所建立的圣殿来说明
The Bible actually used Solomon building the temple to explain the unseen temple.
那么意思说, 透过所罗门所建立的圣殿来说明什么呢?
So through this building of the temple from Solomon, what is it trying to explain?
透过所罗门所建立的圣殿来说明在我们里面的圣殿。
He used this example to explain the temple within us.
那么一定把这个圣殿建立在我们里面。
And therefore, we have to build this temple inside of us.
因为圣殿是上帝所住的地方。
Because the temple is a place where God dwells in.
所以呢,你没有把这个圣殿建立在你里面的话, 意思说我们的上帝不能住在你里面的意思。
And so, if you never build a temple inside of us, God cannot dwell in us.
我们的上帝住在你里面的时候,你才能听
Now, when God dwells inside of us, that's the time where we can hear from God. So, when God dwells inside of us, that's how we know God's guidance.
听神的话语,或者是跟从上帝的引导的时候,我们才能活。
Now, as we listen to the word of God, that's how we can live.
你觉得是 在全世界里面最好的智慧或者是最好的方法
We thought that that's the best idea and the best wisdom
但是那个不是从上帝而来的想法、看法、做法的话怎么样呢 最后呢,你被丢在火里面而已啊
But if that's the idea and thinking, opinions doesn't come from God, you will end up in this fire
我们听神的话语,跟从上帝的引导来走的时候 你的人生才能得到永生
Now as we listen to the word of God and listen to the guidance of God, that's how we can receive eternal life
这就是约翰福音第一章第一节到第十四节的内容
That's in a contained in John chapter 1 verse 1 all the way to 14
那么总而言之人呢 离开上帝的话,离开上帝的旨意来,无法活下去。
When man departed from the word of God and the will of God, there is no way that this man can live.
你不要说我成就了那么多的事情。
I don't say that you have accomplished a lot of things.
但是呢,上帝告诉我们说你是死的。
But God said that you are dead.
上帝告诉我们说你不能得救。
God said that you will not be saved.
真的是这样吗?
Is that true?
你看马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7,
第21节,
21,
在那边说,主啊,主啊,
that that says that, Lord, Lord,
但是呢,如果你没有听上帝的旨意,没有听神的话语来受的话,你无法进来新的耶路撒冷里面。
But if you don't listen to the word of God and the will of God, there is no way that you can enter New Jerusalem.
那么第22节告诉我们说, 到当得到了那日,你, 我这个什么,虽然你, 奉耶稣基督的命来医病赶鬼做了很多很多的事情，但是到了那日，你完蛋了。And
here says that in that day, even though that you have done a lot of things, you know, prophesied, cast out demons, and all this, but in that day, you will be finished.
到那日是什么意思？
What does it mean by that in that day?
到了最后审判的日子。
It's on that judgment day.
你在这边生活的时候成就那么多的事情,
Now when you have so much success in your life right now,
你是非常非常能干的一个人,
And you are a very capable person.
但是我们的上帝告诉我们说,我从来不认识你。
But God will tell you, I never knew you.
意思说你是死的人的意思了。
That will mean to say that you are a dead person.
那么意思说你不能得救的意思。
And that means you are not safe.
要我弄清楚。
And we got to be clear with that.
所以这样来看的话, 这个要不要建圣殿,不是那种的事情。
And so it's not about whether you want to build a temple or not.
那么建立圣殿也好,不要建立圣殿也好。 不是,没有选择。
There is no option whether you want to build a temple or not want to build a temple.
再来一讲, 要不要建立圣殿的事情,不是选择的问题。
To build a temple or not, this is not of an option and choice.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说，你没有建立圣殿的话，怎么样呢？
Now the Bible says that if you never build a temple, you will certainly perish.
因为你没有建立圣殿的话，上帝无法与你同在同行，无法住在你里面的缘故。
Because if you never build a temple, God has no way to live to dwell with you.
你看哥林多前书第三章第16节到第17节怎么说呢？
What is it written in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17?
你就是圣殿。
It says that you are the temple.
所以呢，你没有好好建立你的人生，你的圣殿。
And so if you never properly build your life, your temple, then God would destroy your life.
所以呢，要不要建立圣殿不是一个选择的问题。
Now, to build a temple or not, this is not of a choice and option.
人没有这个选择的。
Man doesn't have a choice and option.
你建立圣殿的话，你能够得救。
If you build a temple, you can be saved.
没有建立圣殿的话，你去地狱而已。
If you never build the temple, you will go to hell.
所以我们一定要建立圣殿。And
so we must build the temple.
那么那时我们的上帝才能进来我们里面，然后呢，开始统治一切的。And
that's how God will dwell inside of us, and He will reign over all things.
我们一定要明白人呢。 自己无法统治什么？
Now we need to understand that man cannot govern or rule over anything.
不要说我是很能干的。
Now you cannot say that you are capable.
不要说我是很有才干的。
Or to say that I am very skillful.
人根本没有能力统治这个世上。
Now man doesn't have any ability to rule over this land.
上帝住在我们里面的时候，我们的上帝呢，透过我们来。
Now when God dwells inside of us, that's how God through us to reign over all things.
那么由你来统治的，有一天统统不见掉。
One day, if you actually rule by yourself, one day everything will be perished.
上帝来统治的才是永远的。
The ones that God reign and rule over, that's eternal.
所以呢，我们真的需要谦卑了。
And so we need to be humble.
那么我们看看一下历代之下第。 7章第11节到第12节
2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 11 to 12
因为今天的经文是历代之下第7章第11节到第22节
11 to 22
所罗门造成了耶和华殿和王宫在耶和华殿和王宫凡他心中所要做的 都顺顺利利地做成了第12节夜间耶和华向所罗门显现对他说我已听了你的祷告也选择这地方作为祭司我的殿宇
Verse 11, the Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and the Solomon successfully accomplished all that came into his heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayers and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice.
我们注意看很重要的一件事情。
Something really important here that we have to take notice.
所罗门先建立了圣殿。
Now Solomon first built the temple.
然后建立了王宫。
And then he built his own palace.
这个次序是很重要的了。
Now, the order is very important.
意思说你建立圣殿的时候，上帝的统治权才能进来你里面的意思。
And so when we build that temple, that's when the sovereignty will come inside of you.
你没有建立圣殿的话，上帝的统治权也不能够。
And so if we never build the temple, God's sovereignty cannot enter inside of us. So that's the importance of building the temple.
那么另一句话来说的话，你建立圣殿的时候，我们的上帝才能与你同在同行。
In other words, say that if you build that temple, then God can walk with you.
上帝与你同在同行的话，当然你所做的所有的事情怎么样呢？顺顺。
And so if God really walks with you, of course, every single thing will be successful and everything will be prosperous. And so don't base on your flesh to look at the things. And so when you base on the flesh, every single thing seems like a failure.
从这个肉眼来看的话，你完全破产了。
And by flesh, it seems that you are totally bankrupt.
或者是从你的肉眼来看你自己的人生的时候呢，可能你的人生完全垮下来。
And so by flesh to look at your life perhaps seems like it collapsed totally.
但是在这个这样的苦难里面，上帝仍然与你同在同行的话，你是什么人呢？现在。
And so in this suffering, if you continue to actually be the temple, then in a short while, you will become a victorious person.
那么我们碰到什么事情的时候，很多人不是从这样的眼光来看自己的人生。
So when we face a problem, a lot of time people don't look at their life with this perspective.
那么条件很好的话，我蒙福了。
With good conditions, I am blessed.
条件不好的话，可能上帝不要祝福我。
With bad condition, you would say that, you know, maybe God don't want to bless me.
不是的了。
That's not the case.
最重要的事情是，我们的上帝有没有与我同在同行。
Most importantly is whether God dwells together with me or not.
如果他与我同在同行的话，无论你碰到什么样的难题、什么样的患难、什么样的失败，最后的得胜者是你呀。
And so if God walks with me, no matter what kind of sufferings or tribulations or what problems, you will become the final victor.
无论怎么样，你建立圣殿的时候，今天的经文第十二节说，我们的上帝一定会出现。
Now, here it says in verse 12, says that if you build the temple, God will definitely appear before you.
当然我们的上帝里面没有失败。
Then of course, there's no failure in God.
我们的上帝里面没有痛苦。
And there's no suffering in God.
我们的上帝里面没有破产。
And there is no bankruptcy in God.
那样的上帝出现的意思是什么呢? 你的事情很顺利的意思了。
And if God really do appear, let me say that your works is going to be successful.
所以呢，不要从这个你的那个什么人的眼光来看你的人生。
And so don't base on your fleshly perspective to look at your life.
最重要是现在我们的上帝有没有与我同在同行。
Most importantly is that whether God does He walk with you right now.
如果上帝与我同在同行的话，在苦难里面，在痛苦里面，你好好睡了。
So if you walk with me, even in tribulations and suffering, you can sleep well.
如果上帝与你同在同行的话, 在痛苦里面你怎么样呢? 仍然宣告你的盼望了。
And so if you continue to walk with God, then even in suffering, you will continue to proclaim the hope in Him.
因为上帝与你同在同行是什么意思呢?
Because God walk with you.
上帝正确地引导你的意思了。
That means to say that God will correctly guide you.
正确地引导你。
He will correctly guide you.
因为我们的上帝看透一切的了。
Because our God see through all things.
就是你觉得好像不对呀。
Perhaps you will think that it's wrong.
不是的了，不是的。
But it is not.
真的，我们这是怎么样呢？好好建立圣殿了。
We need to properly build a temple.
好好建立圣殿的话，我们的上帝呢一定会出现。As
we properly build a temple, God will appear.
一定会与我们同在同行。And
He will walk together with us.
一定住在我们里面。And
He will live and dwell inside of us.
那么今天我们再来看一下，上帝与我同在同行是什么意思？
What does it mean to have God walk together with us?
或者是上帝住在我里面是什么意思？
And what does it mean that God dwells inside of us?
上帝与我同在同行的话，会发生什么事情呢？
And if God walks with me, what will happen to me?
我们看一下历代志下第七章
2 Chronicles chapter 7
16节
verse 16
历代志下第七章16节 那么上帝与我同在同行
And so God walks with me
上帝住在我里面
God dwells inside of me
因为我好好建立圣殿的缘故咯
Because I properly built the temple
那时候会发生什么事情
What will happen to us?
第16节我们大声来一起来念一下请现在我已经选择这殿分别为圣使我的名永在其中我的眼我的心也必藏在那里
For now I've chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.
我们看圣经的时候，约瑟呢，把这个圣殿好好建立在他里面了。And
so as we look at the Bible, we know Joseph, he built this temple properly inside of him.
结果呢，圣经告诉我们说，我们的上帝与 约瑟同在同行了。
And therefore the Bible says that God dwells and walks with Joseph.
不只是这样，我们的上帝呢，把他的名放在这个圣殿里面。
And not just that, but God also put his name in this temple.
他的心 他的眼睛也放在这个圣殿里面。
He also placed his eyes and his heart in this temple.
那么意思是什么呢?
And what does it mean then?
他把他的名放在圣殿里面是什么意思?
He put his name in the temple. What does it actually mean?
把上帝的一切的身份、地位、凭信、权柄、能力，通通委任给你的意思了。
To place all his power, positions, authority, and his identity, essence, and characteristic over inside of you.
真的要醒过来。
So we gotta wake up here.
我们努力生活。
Now as we wake, we
lead
a life, and then we graduate from schools.
拿到很好的文凭。
We get good qualifications.
那么很帅。
Very handsome.
很能干。
Very capable.
这样的话，你能够得上圣经没有这样讲。
Will you really be successful? The Bible never says.
你只是好好建立圣殿了。
But you probably build a temple.
那么这样的话，我们的上帝呢，把他的一切的权柄、能力都委任给你啊。
God would delegate His authority and power over to you.
不只是这样，我们的上帝呢，把他的眼睛、他的心放在这个圣殿里面。
Not just that, but God will place His eyes and His eyes and heart there in the temple.
那么意思说，我们的上帝呢，特地查看你所做的所有的事情的意思。
That means to say that God will take a look at all the things that you're doing.
还有我们的上帝特地引导你的意思。
And God will especially lead and guide you.
还有我们的上帝特别爱你的意思。
And God will especially love you.
上帝。 好好查看你的事情。
And so when God take a good look at the things that you do,
我们的上帝好好引导你的事情。
And God will lead and guide the things that you do,
我们的上帝很爱你。
And God love you.
如果是这样的话，任何事情，任何人也不能挡住你啊。
If that's the case, nobody can obstruct your ways.
比如说是这样的，我们看约瑟的故事。
For example, if you see the story of Joseph,
约瑟很骄傲咯。
Now Joseph is very proud.
他告诉哥哥们说，哥哥和他的爸爸妈妈说，以后呢，你们的哥哥们和这个爸爸妈妈以后呢，向我鞠躬。
And so he told the parents and as well as the brothers that in the future you all will bow down to me.
他这样告诉这个哥哥们和他的爸爸妈妈。And
so he boldly told this to his brothers and as well as the parents.
那是哥哥们和他的爸爸妈妈有一点不高兴了。And
so the brothers and the parents are a little unhappy.
这个儿子为什么那么骄傲?
Now this younger brother and this son, why is he so proud?
爸爸妈妈向你鞠躬。
And so parents bow down to you.
意思说我爸爸妈妈是你的部下吗?
And that means to say that the parents are your
那么哥哥们呢？怎么向你鞠躬？
How can your older brothers bow down to you?
以后我们哥哥们变成你的部下的意思吗？
Will the older brother become your servants and slaves?
你为什么那么骄傲？
Now, why are you so proud?
这个爸爸妈妈也觉得有一点这个不高兴呢。
The parents are also unhappy about it.
我们看圣经的时候，我们的上帝对约瑟身上有奇妙的计划。
When we read the Bible, God has a plan for Joseph.
那么有一天，约瑟这个去看哥哥们了。
And so one day Joseph went to see his brothers.
那时机会来了。
And there was a chance.
所以呢，哥哥们决定了我们杀这个弟弟。
And so the older brother decided to kill Joseph.
但是其中十个哥哥们里面，其中名叫流便这个人说，他是我们的骨肉了，那不要杀了。
And so ten of the brothers, one of the brother called Reuben, says that, this is our own flesh and blood, don't kill him.
只是把他丢在一个坑里面了。
But to throw him inside one of the holes.
然后在那边饿死了。
And then just let him starve to death.
其实流便的计划是什么呢?
Then Reuben's plan is.
其他的哥哥们看不到的时候，偷偷拯救这个弟弟约瑟。
Just when none of the brothers actually see, he will go over and to save his little brother.
那么流便放心的去别的地方了。
And so Reuben will go somewhere else peacefully.
但是没想到。 那是有米甸的商人经过那边。
And just happened so that there was a businessman come from Midian.
那么这个哥哥们里面犹大提出一个意见。
And so among the brothers, Judah raised up an opinion.
那么杀这个弟弟做什么?
Now what is anything to actually kill this little
brother? 无论怎么样，他是我们的骨肉。
Anyway, he's our flesh and blood, right?
所以不要杀了。
So let's not kill him.
那么把他这个什么卖给米甸的商人那边。
We should sell him to the merchants of Midian.
那个这是上帝的计划了。
Now, this is the plan of God.
因为上帝的计划是什么呢?
What's the plan of God?
以后让约瑟来变成一个很伟大的政治家。
It's to cause Joseph to become a great politician.
那么当时最强大的国家就是埃及。
Now the greatest nation of those time is Egypt.
所以呢，他要变成一个伟大的政治家的话，他一定让约瑟进去这个埃及里面才对呀。
To become a great politician, he has to make Joseph to enter into Egypt.
那么其实流变的计划是什么呢?
So what is the plan of Reuben?
那么先把这个 越造丢在坑里面, 对不对?
First to throw this Joseph into the hole.
那么其他的哥哥们看不到的时候, 偷偷拯救这个约瑟,
and then when nobody sees him, he will go and save this little brother.
但是上帝的计划不是这样的了,
but the plan of God is not this.
上帝的计划是让约瑟进去这个埃及里面,
but the plan of God is to allow Joseph into Egypt.
然后最后进去这个王宫里面,
and to let him go into the palace.
所以呢,这个,你不要 从人的角度来看,
and so we cannot look at things in a human perspective.
你看上帝很爱约瑟了,
now God loved Joseph.
等一下看到约瑟原来是很骄傲的,
and we can see later on that Joseph is a very proud person.
那么没有理由爱这个约瑟,
there's no way to actually love Joseph.
约瑟这个人是天天给播的,
Joseph is the person that every single day he's a busybody.
天天看到哥哥们的缺点然后向爸爸来报告,
and when he sees all the weaknesses of the little brother, he will complain to the father.
因着这个缘故,哥哥们都很讨厌这个弟弟约瑟了,
and because of that, all the older brother hated this younger brother Joseph.
所以呢,其实没有理由我们的上帝特地查看约瑟的事情,不需要特地引导约瑟的事情, 也不需要特地爱约瑟,
and so there is no need for God to take a look at what Joseph is doing or to even love Joseph and even to guide and lead him, right?
但是我们看创世纪第39章第1节到第2节和4节的时候,我们的上帝呢,与约瑟同在同行。
But in Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 to 2, and as well as verse 4, it says there that God walks with Joseph.
看这个经文的时候不是很奇怪吗?
When we look at the scriptures, isn't it weird?
应该上帝不爱他才对呀。
So God shouldn't love him.
但是为什么我们的上帝引导这个约瑟呢?
But why did God guide Joseph?
虽然流便这个哥哥呢,有新的计划,但是呢,上帝破坏他的计划,然后仍然照着上帝的计划来 带领这个约瑟的,
and so although Reuben has his own plan, but God destroyed Reuben's plan and continued to lead him according to God's plan.
看这个经文的时候,我们觉得不是很奇怪吗?
And when we look at the scripture, we find it very strange.
到底发生了什么事情?
What exactly actually happened?
其实约瑟被丢在坑里面的时候呢,彻底地悔改了。
So when Joseph was thrown into that hole, he repented thoroughly.
他哭着悔改了,
and he was crying and he was repenting.
那么怎么知道呢?
How do we know that?
这个有些人去天国看到约瑟了,
so somebody actually went to the heavenly and then they saw Joseph.
然后问了,
and he asked Joseph,
到底为什么上帝与你同在同行?
Why actually God walks with you?
他回答说, 哥哥们把我丢在坑里面的时候, 我真的是彻底地悔改了。
And so when my brother forsaken me in that hole, I really repented.
那么以前给波的报警的, 还有呢这个, 不喜欢哥哥们,批评哥哥们的, 还有所有的很骄傲的,通通哭着悔改了。
Those busybodies, complaints, and criticisms, and all those kind of things, I repented.
我这样哭着悔改的时候,迷殿的商人经过那个水晶那边。
And I was, and as I was crying and I was repenting, you know, there was a Midian traders that actually passed by.
然后哥哥们把我卖给迷殿人的这个商人那边。
And so my older brother sold me to all those traders.
然后他说, 悔改是那么重要,
and he said that repentance is
important. 悔改的时候呢, 我们的上帝与我同在同行。
Now as we repent, God walks with us.
现在慢慢的明, 要理解了, 圣殿, 这个建立圣殿是什么意思?
Slowly we have to understand what does it mean by building a temple.
但是我们的观念呢?
What is our concept then?
我们的观念是努力做工才能得胜。
Our concept is to work hard and then you can be successful.
有才干的话能够赚钱。
With good skill then you can earn money.
圣经没有这样讲。
That's not what the Bible says.
这是好好建立圣殿。
But to properly build the temple.
意思说好好悔改。
To properly repent.
把我们里面的黑毛不断地拔出来。
To remove all the bad issues in us.
这样做的时候呢,只是听神的话,这样来做的时候,我们的上帝与我们同在同行。
As we listen to the word of God, God will walk together with us.
然后就,这个他住在波提法的大臣的家那边11年了。
And he was staying at Potiphar's house for 11 years.
11年。
For 11 years.
那么他17岁的时候变成奴仆。
And on the age of 17, he became a slave.
那么意思说, 17岁的时候，哥哥们把他卖给米甸的商人那边。
17 years old, he was sold to the Midian trader.
那么住在波提法的大臣的家已经11年的话，他已经是28岁了。
And so if he stayed in the house of Potiphar for 11 years, that means to say that he's 28 years old.
约瑟是很高壮的。
And so Joseph is very tall.
很健壮的。
Very strong.
而且很帅的。
And he's very handsome.
当然输给詹姆斯了。
He loses out to Reverend Kang.
无论怎么样，他是高壮的，还有很健壮的，很帅的人。
No matter what, he's tall, he's strong, and he's handsome.
波提法的太太，看到这个28岁的约瑟的时候，流口水了。
And so Potiphar's wife saw Joseph, and she started to drool over him.
那么圣经说，他天天叫什么诱惑这个约瑟。
And the Bible says that she tempted Joseph every single day.
当然答应的话，怎么样呢？这个女主人爱我的话，她的人生不错了，对不对？
And so if this wife actually loved me, then his life would be good, right?
但是约瑟说，我丢在坑里面的时候，彻底的悔改了。
But Joseph said that when he was in a hole, he repented thoroughly.
以后的人生是多余的人生。
The extended life is all excess.
然后我完全决定了，彻底的抓住神的话来生活。
And I've decided to hold on to the word of God to live.
无论发生什么事情，我不要离开这个神的话。
And no matter what happened, I'm not going to depart from the word.
那么结果呢？这个波提法的太太虽然天圣经说天天了，天天诱惑这个那个事情呢，约瑟，但是呢，他没有跌倒。
And so Potiphar's wife every single day come and tempt Joseph, but Joseph never fall.
但是有一天，这个波提法的太太呢，勉强抓住这个约瑟了。But
one day, Potiphar's wife grabbed hold of Joseph.
然后这个女孩子要强奸约瑟。And
that woman want to rape Joseph.
所以呢，这个约瑟怎么办呢？
And so what did Joseph do?
他脱外衣，然后逃走了。So
he took off his outer garment and ran away.
怎么办呢？他的外衣在波提法太太的手中。And
then his garment is in the hand of Potiphar's wife.
那么波提法这个大臣回来了。
And so the official Potiphar came back.
这个女孩子很怨恨，很委屈。
And so those women become very grievance.
这个男孩子怎么拒绝我的诱惑呢？
How can this man reject my temptations? And she was very mad.
然后告诉自己的先生说，你看这个衣服是约瑟的衣服。
And then he told the husband, said, look at this garment belonged to Joseph.
他要强奸我。
Now he wants to rape me.
那时我反抗。
And therefore I rebelled him.
反抗结果呢，他这个时候逃走了。
And therefore I ran away. And he ran away.
逃走的时候没有时间拿自己的外衣。
And when he ran away, he has no time to take away his garment.
所以呢，他强奸我的证据就是他的外衣。
And the evidence of him raping me is this garment of his.
原来这个波提法的太太要强奸这个约瑟嘛，对不对？
Now Potiphar's wife is the one that wants to rape Joseph, right?
但是看圣经的时候，圣经呢？ 约瑟呢，根本没有提出他的意见。
But when we read the Bible, Joseph never raised up his own opinions and views.
我们是约瑟的话，怎么样呢？一定要证明我是这个无辜的，对不对？
Now, if we are Joseph, we will try to prove that we are innocent, right?
但是呢，约瑟这个人呢，根本没有辩护自己。
But Joseph never tried to defend himself.
所以问了你为什么那时这样做？
And so the person asked Joseph.
约瑟讲两个事情。
And Joseph said two things.
第一个是如果我要证明 我是无辜的。
Now, if I want to prove that I am innocent,
这样的话，波提法的太太一定被赶出去。
Then Potiphar's wife will be chased out of house.
那么结果呢？波提法跟波提法的太太一定会离婚。
And therefore, Potiphar's and Potiphar's wife will have to divorce.
那么约瑟说，我不愿意破坏别人的家庭。
And so Joseph said, I'm not willing to destroy people's family.
我要保护这个女孩子。
I want to protect this woman.
虽然这个女孩子谋害我了。
Although that this woman
虽然这个女孩子要强奸我，
although this woman wants to rape me,
然后根本没有悔改，
and she has no repentance,
反而谋害我，
instead he defamed me,
但是我要保护她的人生，
but I want to protect her life,
我不愿意他们两个离婚，
I don't wish that this two divorce,
因着这个缘故， 我决定了我自己承担这个所有的罪，
and because of this I am willing to take up the responsibility of the sin,
我不要证明我是无辜的，
I don't want to prove that I'm wrong,
然后他赶紧进去这个监狱里面，
and Therefore, he boldly entered the prison.
那么结果呢？我们看创世纪第三十九章第二十节到第二十三节怎么说呢？
So as we look at Genesis chapter 39,
上帝与他同在同行。
At 23, it says that God was with him.
那么结果呢？他在监狱里面变成监督整个监狱里面所有事情的人。
And so he became the keeper of the prisons. That means to say that he's in charge of the whole prison.
圣经说亨通了。
And therefore the Bible says that he prospered.
你看什么时候亨通呢？
So when did he prosper?
他被丢在坑里面的时候悔改了。
When he was in a hole and he repented.
结果呢，我们的上帝与他同在同行。
And then God walks together with him.
结果呢，他没有被杀死，他叫什么被卖给这个米甸的商人那边，对不对？
So in the end, he was not killed. Instead, he was sold to these Midian traders.
然后他面对谋害的时候，也是饶恕对方了。
When he was being famed by somebody, he also forgave the person.
结果我们的上帝与他同在同行。
And therefore, God walks with him.
然后让他所做的所有的事情来亨通。
And that allowed that every single thing that he do prosper.
现在慢慢抓建立圣殿是什么意思？
Now, understand what does it mean by building a temple? We slowly get it, right?
那么在过去我们的观念呢？
What is the concept in the past?
拿到很好的文凭，拿到很好的成绩，进去名校的话，我的孩子能够成功，对不对？
Good certificates, good qualifications, and then good results, then my children can be successful.
或者是看自己的人生的时候，也是我们这样来看。
Or if we look at our own life, we will think it that way.
那么结果呢？你得到了吗？
Do you really accept and receive what you want?
今天我们的人生充满祝福吗？
Is our life full of blessings?
今天我们所做的所有的事情很亨通吗？
Is all the things that we're doing prospering?
反而头痛而立啊！
Instead, it gave us headaches.
反而有很多的压力而立啊！
It gave us a lot of stress.
反而离开上帝而立啊！
Instead, we leave God.
反而生病而立啊！
We fall ill.
真的，我们要相信神的话了。
We need to believe in the word of God.
悔改是那么重要。
Repentance is
that 拥有上帝的品性是那么重要。
To have the characteristic of God.
基督的形象形成在我里面是那么大的武器了。
To have the image of Christ form inside of me, that is a great weapon.
真的是这样吗？
Is that true?
我们看约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
十二节到第十四节。
12 to 14.
约翰福音第十四章十二节到第十四节。
John 14.
请我实实在在的告诉你们。我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。第十三节，你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。叫父因儿子的荣耀，你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
Verse 12, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
很多人看这个经文的时候无法接受。
Many people, when they look at the scriptures, they couldn't accept it.
特别你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就这句话。
Now, especially here, it says that if you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
无论求什么，我必成就。
And no matter what you ask, I will fulfill it.
哪一人可以相信呢？
Who can believe in the statement?
但是上帝不能骗我们。
God will not lie to us.
他不会做到的，告诉我们不可能的。
God will not tell us something that he cannot do.
但是我们信主那么久，但是几乎没有经历到这个经文带来的祝福。
But as believers, we never really experienced the blessing that this scripture brings.
那么上帝骗我们了吗？
Have God lied to us?
不是的了。
That is not the case.
我们真的是不明白神的话了。
Because we don't understand the word.
这里很清楚告诉我们说，无论求什么，我们的上帝呢必成就。
And here says that if whatever that you ask, that I will fulfill it.
我相信一定是这样的了。
And I really do believe that this is it.
但是为什么没有发生这样的事情呢？
But why this kind of thing never happened?
是的，我们在这边生活的时候会面对那么多的苦难。
Yes, we're faced with different kind of tribulations.
会面对那么多的不可能的事情。
And I face so many things that are impossible.
但是看这个经文的话，我们的上帝呢能够在旷野开路了。
But with these scriptures, God is able to open a path in the wilderness.
我们的上帝呢在沙漠也能够开江河了。
And as well as a stream in the desert.
到底我们的问题在哪里？
Now, what is the problem with us then?
我们的上帝不
不可能骗我们。 God will not lie to us.
但是为什么我们不太能够经历到那么大的祝福呢？
But why are we not able to experience great blessings?
原来我们的上帝为了是让我们经历这么大的祝福拯救我们了。
God sees that so that we can experience these blessings, right?
到底原因在哪里？
So what is the reason?
这里第十二节告诉我们说，因为我往父那里去，这句话。
In verse 12 here says, because I go to my father.
这句话的意思是什么呢？
And here means,
你在旷野那边可以开大路。
Now in the wilderness, you can open a path.
你在沙漠那边可以开江河。
And you can open the stream in the desert.
为什么你能够做到这样伟大的事情呢？
Why is it so that you can do this great thing?
因为我往父那里去的缘故。
Because I go to my father.
是什么意思？
Now what does it actually mean?
如果我死的话，圣灵会过来。
Now if I die, the Holy Spirit will come.
我死的话，我们的上帝住在我里面。
If I die, then the Lord will dwell inside of us.
我死的话，上帝与我同在同行。
If I die, God will walk together with us.
这句话的意思是这个。
That is the meaning here.
现在约翰福音第十二章第十二节的意思是，如果我死的话，我们的圣灵呢会住在我里面。
And so chapter 14, verse 12 here, if I die, the Holy Spirit will dwell inside of us. And God will dwell and walk together with us. And if God walk with me, nothing is impossible for him. And so if God walks with me, no matter what you ask, I will fulfill it.
明白吗?
Now, do we understand that?
那么意思说，为什么我们在这边生活的时候不太能够经历到上帝的祝福呢？
Why is it so that we cannot experience the blessings of God when we're living here?
因为上帝没有与我们同在同行的缘故了。
Because God is not walking with us.
如果上帝与我们同在同行的话，怎么样呢？没有难成的事了。
If God is walking with us, there is nothing that is impossible for Him.
上帝住在我们里面的话，他一定会听我们的祷告。
If God listens, if God dwells inside of us, He will listen to our prayers.
上帝住在我里面的话，一定会成。
If he dwells inside of us, he will accomplish those that are impossible. John chapter 16,
22-24. 再来查看。
Let's see again.
真的是这样吗?
Is it true?
请你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。 这喜乐也没有人能夺去。第二十三节，到那日你们什么也就不问我了。我实在告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。第二十四节，请向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求，就必得着。
Verse 22, therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full.
我们看圣经的时候，不要认为圣经说说而已。
As read the Bible, don't think that the Bible is just casually making a statement.
如果知道我们的上帝的本质的话，我们的上帝呢不可能骗我们。
If you know the essence of God, then God will not lie to us.
而且我们的上帝的能力是全能的。
And the power of God is almighty.
所以呢，对于上帝来讲，没有难成的事。
And therefore, to God, there is nothing that is impossible.
但是为什么我们在这边生活的时候有很多很多问题呢？
Then why is it so that there are so many problems in life then?
今天的经文告诉我们说，在你的生活里面有痛苦。 忧愁，一个很多很多的问题吗？
So today's scripture says that is there any problems and as well sorrows in your life?
但是无论是什么问题，我能够让你的问题变成喜乐了。
And no matter what problems you are having, I can cause you to rejoice.
今天你的痛苦、你的忧愁会变成喜乐了。
Your sufferings and your sorrow will become joy.
那么什么时候会发生这样的事情呢？
When will this actually happen?
这里说。 到那日了,
the Bible says in that day.
意思说圣灵临到你身上的日子了,
and that means to say that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
意思说上帝与你同在同行的日子了,
the day that God walks together with you.
那么另一句话来说, 上帝住在你 里面的内殿了。
In other words, to say that when God dwells inside of you.
啊，无论怎么样，上帝住在我里面。
No matter what, God dwells inside of us.
啊，上帝与我同在同行。
God walks together with us.
那么你无论求什么，我们的上帝呢，必成就了。
And no matter what you ask, God will do it.
所以今天为什么我们很难经历到上帝的祝福
？Now, why is it so that we can experience the blessings from God?
不是不够努力。
It's not because we're not diligent.
不是没有不够这个才干。
Or that we are not capable.
啊，不是不够聪明。
Not to say that we are not
smart.你不是新加坡人
or that you are not a Singaporean
啊，或者是你读书没有那么高
or that you are not highly qualified
不是的了
that's not the case
圣灵没有临到你身上的缘故了
because the Holy Spirit never comes upon you
上帝没有住在你这个你里面的缘故了
and because the Holy Spirit never God never dwells inside of you
上帝没有与你同在同行的缘故了
God never walked together with you
意思说你没有建立圣殿的缘故
in other words to say you haven't built the temple
你建立圣殿的时候我们的上帝才能住在这个圣殿里面。
Now, if you build the temple, then God can dwell inside of that temple.
上帝进来我们里面的话，一定会听我们的祷告了。
When God comes inside of us, He will definitely listen to our prayers.
所以千万不要找任何借口，好不好
？And so, do not find any excuses.
我在这边做牧师的时候，很难过的一件事情是什么呢？很多人一直找借口。
You know, as a pastor here, something that is really disappointed is that people find excuses.
牧师，你不知道我的健康。
Pastor, you don't know my health.
牧师，你不知道我的家庭的背景。
Pastor, you don't know my family background.
牧师，你不知道我的这个情况。
Pastor, you don't know my condition right now.
真的没有方法。
Now there's no ways.
你不要这样讲。
Now you shouldn't make these kind of statements.
无论怎么样，不要找任何借口。
No matter what, do not find excuses for yourself.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们说，你能够建立圣殿的话，上帝一定会与你同在同行。
The Bible says that if you want to build that temple, God will walk together with you.
所以我们已经选了悔改，对不对
？And we have learned about repentance, right?
拥有耶稣基督的品性。
So we have the characteristic of Jesus Christ.
我们集中在这边了。
We gotta focus on this.
这样做的话，你不管你是笨的也好，没有才干的也好，我们的上帝呢会与你同在同行。
Whether you are foolish or what, you know God will walk together with you.
上帝的权柄、上帝的能力、上帝的这个荣耀，意思说上帝的国一定会临到你的身上的。
God's power, God's authority, in other words, to say that God's kingdom will come upon you.
那么这样的话，我们进一步要理解。到底建立圣殿是什么意思
？First, we have to understand what does it mean by building a temple.
虽然我刚刚说了这个悔改，还有拥有耶稣基督的品性啊，但呢更进一步来看看一下建立圣殿是什么意思。
We talk about repentance and as well as the image and the characteristic of Jesus Christ. So, what does it actually mean to build a temple in us?
我们建立圣殿的时候，上帝才能与我们同在同行。
Now, as we build a temple in us, that's the time when God will walk together with us.
上帝与我同在同行的话，无论求什么，我们的上帝会必。这个必成就嘛。
And so when God, when we walk with God, and when we ask every single thing, God will actually fulfill it.
看历代志下。
That's the Second Chronicles.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
17节到第十八节。
17-18.
现在16节已经说明了。
We explain 16.
这一节是17节到第十八节了。
17-18.
好，请你若在我面前效法你父大卫所行的，遵行我一切所吩咐你的，谨守我的律例典章，第十八节，我就必坚固你的国位，王位的意思了。正如我与你父大卫所立的约，说你的子孙必不断人做以色列的王。
Verse 17, as for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, and do according to all that I've commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgment, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom as I covenanted with David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man as ruler in Israel.
这个经文那么清楚地告诉我们建立圣殿是什么意思。
Now, this scripture tells us very clearly what does it mean by building a temple.
建立圣殿的意思是照着上帝的旨意，照着神的话来生活的意思了。
Building a temple means to say to live according to the will and the word of God.
顺从上帝的旨意，顺从上帝的话语的意思了。
Submitting to the will of God and submitting to the word of God.
真的，我们照着神的话、神的旨意顺从神的话、神的旨意的话，我们的上帝一定与我们同在同行吗？
Now, is it true that as we submit ourselves to the will of God and the word of God, is it true that God will walk with us?
你看约翰福音第十四章二十三节。
John chapter 14 verse 23.
约翰福音第十四章二十三节。 14:22.
If you digest today's sermons very well,
100%保障,
and 100 million,
你们一定会得胜,
a percent assure you that you will be victorious next year.
也是我的经验了,
that was my experience.
有一点说明的话，我离开我的故乡已经是44年了。
A little bit explanations. I depart from my hometown for 44 years.
那么更正确来说的话，16岁的时候离开我的故乡。
Like 16 years old, I departed from my hometown.
那么这个44年里面，我住在海外是34年。
And for 44 years, I stay overseas for 30 years.
真的是空手离开。 我的故乡了,
and empty-handed, I left my hometown.
你自己想想看学费,
and think about the school fees,
生活费,
about the allowances,
还有租金,
and as well the rentals.
我的家庭呢,根本不能帮助我,
now my family cannot help me at all.
但是我相信神的话了,
but I believe in the word of God.
结果呢,44年的时间里面, 上帝真的是我需要的通通提供给我了。
And so for 44 years, God provided for me everything.
有的时候呢，开口之前，我们的上帝呢成就。
Sometimes before I open my mouth, God will fulfill it.
那么上一次有以前也说过了，我要禁食40天，禁食祷告。
And last time I said that I want to fast for 40 days.
但是有一天担心。
And one day I such a worry.
所以呢，我决定了一天喝一包有一个小小的谷物粉。 来禁40天禁食。
And so I decided that one day I would drink one sachet of this grain drink.
但是在新加坡找不到。
But in Singapore I couldn't find that.
最起码需要40包嘛。
So I at least need 40 sachets of it.
算是一个那个什么牛奶粉那样的一个小小的谷物粉了。
It's something like a milk powder kind of drink.
但是我决定了。
And I've decided.
明天开始40天禁食祷告。
Tomorrow I wanted to fast for 40 days.
但是今天有一个长老打电话给我了。
There was an elder that called me.
然后说2年半前你来过我们教会。
2.5 years ago you came to my church.
那是可能你不知道我，但是我知道你。
Perhaps you don't know me, but I know you.
今天我可以拜访你吗？
Can I visit you today?
有什么事？
Is there anything for?
他不要回答, 这是我可以拜访你吗?
He didn't reply me, but he just wants to visit.
好，那么欢迎你来。
And so yes, I welcome him.
他来找我了。
And so he came and find me.
然后60包的那个谷物粉送给我，然后回家了。
And he gave me 60 sachets of that milk powder, and he just went back home.
你看，我只是决定而已啊。
I have only decided.
不只是很多很多的事情是这样的。Many
of the time, this kind of thing happened.
我进来新加坡，到了40天，然后一辆车进来了。
When I came to Singapore for 40 days later, I had a car.
因为我空手来嘛。
I came empty-handed.
那么我住哪里？
When we gonna stay?
但是过了这个什么，过了这个70天过后，一栋房子免费进来了。
70 days later, a house that was free was given to me.
是这样的咯。
So it was like that.
虽然空手来,
although that I come empty-handed,
然后过了不久，有人提供给我的condominium,
then not long after, somebody gave me a condominium.
住那边16年。
I stayed there for 16 years.
是这样的咯。
So this is it.
真的圣经没有骗我吗?
And so the Bible never lied to us.
你不要说我不够努力。
So don't say that you're not diligent.
你不要说这个时候我不聪明。
And don't say that because you're not smart.
你不要说我是外地来的。
Or to say that I'm a foreigner.
不是的啦。
That is not the case.
圣经没有骗我吗?
The Bible never lied to us.
这里说我们一起来念一下第23节情。 耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他。 并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
And verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
所以明白吗? 建立圣殿是什么意思?
So understand what does it mean by building a temple?
听神的话了。
It's to listen to the word.
听神的话的时候不要加什么，不要减什么。
Now as we listen to the word, do not add or minus anything.
这是很单纯的接受神的话了。
With a simple heart to accept those words.
然后照着神的话来生活。
And to live according to those words.
正如我们的上帝会保障你需要的一切了。
And God will provide everything that you need.
当然要做见证的话，通宵来也讲不完。
If you want to make testimony, I cannot finish it within one day.
44年的时间了。
44 years.
你不要说这个学费是不是开玩笑的费。 费用.
School fees, these are not small
amounts. 最大的问题是什么? 租金,
the biggest
每个月的租金.
Problem. Because problem is rentals every single month.
每个月的生活费.
Every single month living allowances.
我是学生.
Now, I'm a student.
你没有出去打工, 这个做工, 你怎么办?
Without a job, without a part-time job, how can I?
当然我做工一年,
now, of course, I work for
1 year.
工作了,
part-time, 部分时间来做工,
some time I will go for this part-time jobs.
那么长的时间在韩国是44年里面34年扣掉的话14年14年的时间里面出去部分做工是只有一年.
So for 14 years in Korea, 1 year I spent for doing part-time.
然后结束了.
And then I ended it.
为什么有一天我想的时候我是上帝的孩子吗?
Because one day I recall and I think that I'm a child of God. Why do I need to work?
那么没有赚钱, 那么不能上课怎么办呢?
Now, if I have no money, how can I attend classes, right?
如果为什么一定要上课呢?
But why do we need to attend classes?
你凭什么来这样讲?
Now, why do you have to say that?
为什么一定要上课呢?
Why do you have to attend classes?
有证据吗?
Do you have any proof for that?
所以不能上课没关系啊。
No, even if it can't attend classes, okay.
但是我相信我的爸爸愿意自己的孩子一定
But I believe that my father would want his child to attend classes, right?
如果不能付着我的学费、我的零用钱、我的生活费的话，算是上帝吗？
If he cannot pay for my school fees and my living allowance, then can he consider himself as God?
如果没有能力，不能保障我的生活费、学费的话，这个不算是上帝了。
And if he doesn't have the ability to be certain of my own school fees and living allowance, he's not a God.
如果我不能上课的话，心痛的是爸爸了。
The one that I cannot attend classes, the one that heartbreak is actually the father, right?
你那么喜欢读书吗?
You like to study?
我没有那么喜欢读书。
I don't really like to study.
但是我不要读。 不能读书的话，心痛的是爸爸了。
But if I cannot study, the one that heartbreak is actually the father.
结果呢，我不要这个做 part-time 工作了。
So I decided not to do part-time jobs.
那么怎么办？
And so what can I do?
这个是我的信心。
Now this is my faith then.
结果呢，14年的时间里面只有一年以外，13年呢，我们的上帝通通负责一切的了。
So for 14 years, I only worked for 1 year, and for 13 years, God provided every single thing.
真的听神的话了。
We have to listen to the word,
因为圣经告诉我们说，你遵守神的话的话，怎么样呢？ 我住在你里面
That says that if you keep the word of God, God will dwell inside of you.
我住在你里面的话，无论求什么，我们的上帝呢必成就。
Now if God dwells inside of you, no matter what you ask, God will do it.
那么看圣经的话，圣经的时候不要加什么，不要减什么了。
Read the Bible, do not add or minus anything from it.
那么这样来看的话，圣经讲的罪是什么？
What does it mean by sin in the Bible then?
因为人的问题是罪的问题嘛。
Because man's problem is sin, right?
因着罪，我们失去上帝的荣耀嘛。
Because of sin, we fall short of the glory of God.
不是你不够才干来失去荣耀，不是的了。It's
not because you are not capable, that's why you lose that glory.
我们里面有罪的缘故，我们无法得到上帝的同在，上帝的能力。
But because we have sin, that's why we cannot have the presence of God, the authority and the power of God.
那么圣经讲的罪是什么？
So what is sin in the Bible?
照着我的思想，我的判断，我的这个 感情来生活，这就是圣经讲的罪。
And to live according to my own knowledge, my own judgment, and my own emotion, this is called sin.
我们有这罪的话，怎么样呢？我们的上帝无法与我同在同行。
When we have sin instead of us, God cannot walk together with us.
刚刚这个历代之下第7章17节到第18节怎么说呢？
What is written in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 12?
你有罪的话，我们的上帝呢，毫不留情的丢你啊！
Now if you have sin, God will abandon you.
用红色笔来画圈，毫不留情的丢你。
And so we need to highlight it. God will forsake us and abandon us.
他是我的孩子。
He is my child.
所以呢，有一点挣扎。
And so I struggle a little bit.
不是的，我们的上帝是圣洁的神。
No, that's not the case because God is a holy God.
所以呢，你里面有一点点的罪的话，我们的上帝呢无法跟你在一起。
Now if you have a little bit sin instead of you, God cannot dwell with you.
结果呢，你里面有一点点的。 一点点的罪也是我们的上帝呢，这毫不留情的丢你啊！
Now, if you have a little bit of sin inside of you, God will ruthlessly forsake and abandon you.
不只是这样咯，
Not just that.
使你的人生，人生在人家中做笑谈，被讥诮。
Not just that, but also become a mockering. A thing and as well as byword among the people.
你看历代志下第7章
Second Chronicle chapter 7
第19节到第22节
Verse 19 to 22
什么时候我们的这个人生变成被人家做怎么样呢人家做这个笑谈
When it is so that your life will become like a proverb or a mockery, that means people mock your life. People will just mock at your life. When will this kind of thing actually happen? When you have no qualifications, or not diligent enough, or not smart,
it's
because when you have sin inside, now if you live according to your own knowledge, your own judgment and emotion, that's the time when you have sin, and that's the time when God will forsake you. And so tell us beside you, do not find excuses. And don't say that my health cannot make it. Why your health become like this today? It's because you keep finding excuses.
你不要说, 哎呀, 牧师,
and pastor, you don't know my condition. Don't say that.
你不要找借口,
don't find excuses.
你里面有罪了,
it's because there's sin inside.
碰到什么事情的时候不听神的话了,
if you're faced with a certain problem but you don't listen to God's word,
碰到什么事情的时候用你的眼光用你的想法用你的判断用你的这个什么感受来处理事情了,
if you're faced with a problem you start to use your own opinions, your own judgment, your own emotions and experience to deal with it.
你不要说我现在是空手,
now don't say that right now I'm empty handed,
所以呢我无法做工, 这个无法读书,
and therefore there is no way that I can study right now.
我是空手的,
I am empty handed,
所以呢我一定要去做工,
and so I must go and work.
不是的了,
that is not the case.
我是学生,
now I am a student.
学生的本分是什么呢?
What is the responsibility of a student?
好好看书,
you should probably study.
那么做工的本分是什么呢?
What of those who are supposed to work?
好好做工,
probably work lah.
不是吗?军人的本分是什么?
What about the soldiers then?
好好当兵,
probably be a soldier.
那么单纯,
it's so simple.
我是学生,
now I'm a student.
我不是做工的,
now I'm not a person that's supposed to work.
学生的身份一定要好好读书了,
students supposed to study properly, right?
为什么? 知识也是一个能力,
because knowledge is power.
你学生的时候没有好好读书,
now as a student you don't study properly.
我是信主的,
now I'm a believer.
所以呢我只是在这个什么苹果树下开口的话苹果可以倒进来我的口里面我没有,
you know, I don't have this kind of faith to come underneath the apple tree and then open my mouth and wait for the apple to drop down into my mouth. I never have this kind of faith whereby the place that God never sold, I'll be able to reap it.
我是学生的话, 学生的时代呢, 好好读书了,
now, as a student, we should study properly.
拼命地读书了,
we should study with all our heart.
我只是有这个信心了,
I just have this kind of faith.
那么我的爸爸会负责,
my father will provide.
然后我努力读, 看书了,
and then I properly study.
然后从那天开始, 每一年都拿到这个奖学金,
from that day onwards, every single year I got scholarship. Scholarship would want to deal with all my school fees.
因为学校给我了所有的奖学金这个学费,
because the school gave me all the school fees.
那个比做工赚更多的钱你知道吗? So even, 我做工来不能赚那么多的这个学费,
no, I work as a part time job, I cannot earn all the school fees.
你们都知道一个小时工钱多少?
You know, 1 hour
五块,
wages, how much is it? $5?
八块,
$8?
那么八块你一个学期读书一天赚多少?
Then 1 hour $8, then what about one semester? How long?
八块,
so one now
以前是新币来算的话, 一个小时做工也多少钱呢?
And last time when you count 1 hour's of wages,
差不多这个一块左右而已啊,
it's probably about $1.
你一块来可以 什么时候拿那个学费的分量?
When can you accumulate to get the amount for the school fees?
但是好好读书咯,
but if we properly study and I get scholarship,
学费是几千块钱的,
then the school fees is a couple of thousands.
我读书的时候学费是最起码是差不多三千,
and so the school fees that I had that time is about 3,000 at least.
你出去打工赚多少?
We try to go outside and do part time jobs, how much do
you earn? 扣掉吃饭,
you take away your
扣掉时间,
and your time,
扣掉坐巴士的费用,
and your bus fare,
不合算了,
oh, it's not worth it
读书了,
at all.
合算了,
just study, that's more worth it.
明白吗?
So understand,
就是照着自己的身份来做的,
and we just have to do according to the identity.
那么其他的呢?
And the rest, we just commit unto the hands of God. And we just have to listen to God's words.
听神的话,
listen to God's words. If not,
人家都
People will take you as a mockery. People will just mock at you.
看历代志下第七章第十九节到二十二节。
2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse
19节。倘若你们转去丢弃我，只是你们的律例诫命，却侍奉敬拜别神，第二十节，我就必将以色列人从我赐给他们的地上拔出根来，并且我为以民所分别为圣的殿，也必舍弃不顾，使他在万民中做笑谈。 必讥诮，然后第二十一节，这殿虽然甚高，将来经过的人必惊讶说：“耶和华为何向这地和这殿如此行呢？”第二十二节，人必回答说：“是因此，此地的人离弃耶和华，他们列祖的神，就是领他们出埃及地的神。” 去亲近别神，敬拜侍奉偶像，所以耶和华使这一切灾祸临到他们。
Verse 19. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments which I have set before you, and go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot them from my land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name I will cast out of my sight, and will make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. And as for this house which is exalted, everyone who passes by it will be astonished and say, why has the Lord done thus to this land and this house? Then they will answer, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who brought them out of the land of Egypt and embraced other God and worshiped them and served them. Therefore, he has brought all this calamity to them.
我们一定要明白自己的身份。
We need to understand our identity.
不管你是什么样的人, 原来你是 神住的地方,
no matter what kind of person you are a temple of God.
意思说你里面有上帝的统治权的意思。
That means to say that you have the sovereignty of God inside.
那么意思说我们的上帝呢，要透过你来统治万物的意思了。
That God wants to reign over all things through you.
但是为什么那么多的基督徒不太能够享受这个神为了我们预备好的祝福呢？
Why so that many believers cannot experience and to enjoy the blessing that God has for us?
这里说因为去侍奉敬拜别神，因为去亲近别神，敬拜侍奉。
And because he says in the scriptures, because they went and served other gods and they worship other gods.
这一句话再来说明的话，因为照着你的思想、你的判断、你的感情来生活的缘故了。
Explain again this way. It means to say that to live according to your own judgment, your own emotions, and your own knowledge.
我们今天一定要明白圣经讲的罪。
Now we need to understand the Bible mentions sin.
我们一定要明白，照着我的思想、我的判断、我的感受来生活的话，怎么样呢？弄肮脏这个圣殿了。
And so we need to understand that as we live according to our own knowledge, judgment, and emotions, that's how we defile this temple.
结果呢，我们的上帝无法住在我们里面。
And that's when God cannot dwell inside of us.
那么结果呢，这个魔鬼一定会进来。
And the devil will definitely enter.
结果呢，今天二姐说在。
Verse 22 says that calamities will come upon them.
今天我们多理解，照着我的思想、我的判断、我的感受来生活是什么意思？
What does it actually mean by living according to my own knowledge and my own judgment and my own emotions?
你知道吗？亚当犯罪之前，他不知道哪一个是对，哪一个是不对。
Before Adam fall away from God, he doesn't know what is right and wrong.
你知道吗？亚当犯罪之前，他不知道哪一个 哪一个是丢脸的，哪一个是不丢脸的。
So before Adam actually fall away from God, he doesn't know what is called shameful and what is not shameful.
意思说亚当堕落之前呢，亚当犯罪之前呢，不能分辨是非。
That means to say that before Adam fall away, there is no way that Adam know how to differentiate what is right and wrong.
圣经告诉我们说，如果你吃 分别善恶树上的果子的话，必定死。Now
the Bible says that if you eat from the tree of the good and evil, you will certainly perish.
其实正确来说的话，这个翻译是不对的了。Correct
interpretation, it should be explained that way.
那么怎么翻译是正确的呢？
How should we interpret it?
如果你自己分辨是非的话， 你必定死。
If you discern good and evil by yourself, you will certainly and surely die.
圣经说，只有上帝才能分辨哪一个是善，哪一个是恶。
The Bible says that only God Himself can judge what is good and what is evil.
人没有能力分辨哪一个是善，哪一个是恶。
Man doesn't have the ability to judge whether it's good or evil.
啊，比如说今天有人死了。
For example, somebody died today.
那么，你不能分辨今天有一个人死了是好的吗？不好的吗？
So you cannot judge by yourself whether today that person who died, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing?
只有上帝才能分辨。
Because only God can judge himself.
比如说是这样，我小学五年级的时候，我的爸爸死了。
For example, my father passed away when I was primary five.
但是总体来看的话是怎么样呢？好的了。
In the overall situation, it's good.
为什么因着我爸爸的死，我的全家人开始去教会了
？Because of my father passing, the whole family become Christian to go to church.
但是从人的角度来看的话，哦，这个詹姆斯的人生糟糕了。
But from a human perspective, you know, Reverend Kong's life is very terrible.
哎，因为那么小的时候爸爸不在嘛。
Because father is not around since a very young age.
哦，结果呢，这个16岁离开故乡过后，根本拿不到钱嘛。
And that's why 16 years old onward, he got no school fees and no money.
当然，从人的角度来看的话，不好了，对不对
？From man's perspective, it's a bad thing, right?
但是我们不能这样说了。
But we cannot say it that way.
那么，从上帝的眼光来看的话，我们的上帝透过这样的旷野来训练詹姆斯的信心了。
From this perspective, we can see that God through this kind of wilderness to train Reverend Kong's faith.
因为有信心的时候，我们才能做到什么事情
？Because with faith, that's the time that we can do something.
你不要说这个什么有什么才干能够做到什么事情，不是的。你里面有信心的话，没有难成的事。
And so it's not without a capability to do something, but without faith.There is nothing that is impossible for us.
所以呢，人呢，没有能力分辨哪一个是善，哪一个是恶。
And so man cannot judge what is good and what is evil.
所以呢，那句话你吃分别善恶树上的果子的意思是，如果你自己分辨是非的话，你死定了的意思。
And so do not eat from the tree of good and evil means to say that do not judge good and evil because if you do that, you will surely die.
那么我们能够分辨善。恶是好的事情。
And so it's a good thing for us to judge good and evil, right?
但是你住在神的话语里面，神的话住在你里面的时候，你才能分辨哪一个是善，哪一个是恶。
Now, but if you actually stay inside the Word of God and the Word of God dwells inside of you, that's the time that you can actually judge what is good and what is evil.
比如说我去台湾的时候，过了3年后，韩国教会让我去美国读书。
And so, for example, this when I went to Taiwan, Taiwan wanted to send me over to America to actually study.
看起来听起来是那么好的事情。
Well, it sounds and it seems like a very good thing.
但是从上帝的话来看的话，不对呀。
Now, from the word of God, it's wrong.
第一，为什么上帝让我去台湾
？Number one, it's why did God make me go to Taiwan?
为的是让我成为华人的宣教士。
It's so that I can be a missionary for the Chinese.
不是去。美国
It's not to go to America.
不要陷入到诱惑里面。
And do not be in temptation. Do not end up in temptation. So I rejected it.
人家都说你那么笨。
People say that you're foolish.
为什么你拒绝那么好的机会
？Why do you reject a good opportunity?
但是我知道上帝的旨意是呢，让我成为变成华人的宣教士。
But I know the will of God is to make me to become the Chinese missionary for China.
懂上帝的旨意，懂上帝的话语的时候很清楚。
But I know the will of God and the word of God. It's very clear.
结果呢？今天我认识你啊。
And therefore today I will know you.
我觉得去美国拿到博士学位做什么？
If I go to America and I get a doctorate, what can I do with that?
今天我觉得对我来讲，认识你们是那么好的一件事情。
To me, to know you is such a beautiful thing.
那个只有神的话才能分辨善恶。
Now only the word of God can discern and to judge good and evil.
不要照着你的思想、你的判断、你的感受来决定什么事情。
Do not decide things based on your own knowledge, experience, your own judgment and emotions.
这就是分辨是非的意思了。
That is the meaning of judging good and evil.
现在魔鬼过来诱惑亚当了。
And so devil came and then he tempted Adam.
如果你吃这个果子的话，很好。
Now if you eat this fruit, it's a good thing.
然后看了那个果子
And then he saw this fruit
看起来很有智慧
And he seems very wise
看起来很好吃
It seems very tasty
看起来很有福气
And it seems like it's very blessed
这是你的想法
Now that's your judgment
这是你的判断
That is your thinking
不是吗?
Is it not?
那个是你的感受.
That's your feeling.
上帝的话是什么?
What is the word of God?
吃的话是.
The word of God says if you eat, you will die.
为什么把你的想法、判断、你的感受放进去呢?
So what do you put in your own thinking, your own judgment, and your own emotions?
上帝说, 吃的话死,那么不要吃了.
God say if you eat it, you will die, then don't eat it.
上帝说,饶恕,那么饶恕了.
God say forgive, then you just forgive.
上帝说,你是我的孩子,我会保障你,那么这样的话,为了吃什么,喝什么,穿什么,不要惧怕,担心忧虑了.
And so if God say that you are my children, I will provide for you, then don't worry, fears and anxiety over eating, drinking, and worrying.
你不要找借口.
And do not find excuses for yourself.
明白吗?
I understand this.
现在亚当没有人的罪是什么呢? 分辨
Now, man's sin is that because we judge good and evil for ourselves. When Adam never judged good and evil, he never knew that not wearing clothes is a shameful thing. Or to wear clothes is actually not shameful.
创世纪第二章二十二节的时候，二十五节的时候，在那边怎么说呢？ 亚当和夏娃没有穿衣服，但是他们觉得不会丢脸。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 25, there says that Adam and Eve they were both naked, but they were not shameful.
你看，他们里面没有罪的时候，他们自己没有判断。
Without sin in them, they will not judge themselves.
什么时候开始判断呢?
When did they start to judge?
追进来的时候,
when sin comes in.
用他们的想法, 用他们的判断, 用他们的感受来生活的时候才知道, 哦, 没有穿衣服是很丢脸的。
When they live according to their own thinkings and their judgment and as well as their emotion, then they realize that, never wear clothes, that's very shameful.
所以呢,他们用他们的思想, 用他们的判断, 用他们的 感受来生活的时候才知道了啊，没有穿衣服是很丢脸的。结果呢，立刻用意志来做衣服咯。
And so as they live according to their own thinkings, judgment, and emotion, then they realize that never wear clothes is actually a very shameful thing. So they start to make leaf covering to cover for themselves.
他们没有分辨是非。
And so they never judge good and evil.
意思说，他们没有用他们的想法、他们的判断、他们的感受来生活的时候，不知道咯，没有穿衣服是丢脸的。
That means to say that they never use their own thinkings, judgment, and emotion. They never know that it's actually not shameful not wearing clothes.
今天我们想看看为什么他们没有穿衣服呢?
So let's think about it. Why are they naked at that time?
这个不是他们的选择。
Because this is not their choice.
因为上帝这样创造亚当跟夏娃了。
God created Adam and Eve in such a way.
上帝原来 没有穿衣服来创造了.
So God created us without wearing clothes.
那么今天也是一样的咯.
Same thing for us today, right?
为什么你的生活里面有痛苦呢?
Why do you have suffering in your life today?
这不是你的选择.
This is not your choice.
上帝这样安排了.
God arranged that for you.
你自己说, 这是很痛苦的。
You say that, this is very suffering.
你不要说这是很倒霉的。
You say this is very, very unlucky.
你不要说很, 死定了。
Or to say that I'm finished.
你不要说我的人生已经结束了。
Or that my life has ended.
我一定会破产。
I will definitely become bankrupt.
我一定会完蛋了。
And that I will be finished.
不要用你的想法、你的判断、你的感受来说什么话了。
And do not base on your own thinking, judgment, and emotion to say things.
刚刚你没有什么亚当跟夏娃为什么没有穿衣服?
What I said just now, Adam and Eve, why are they naked?
因为这个是上帝所安排的。
Because this is what God has arranged.
为什么让你出生但你不儿?
Why do God allow you to born in the cow? Because that was arranged by God. Why did God arrange you to give birth at your parents' house? That's arranged by God. We shouldn't blame our own parents. Do not envy other people's parents. Why can't you study?
为什么你的头脑没有那么聪明呢?
Why are you not smart enough?
这是上帝所安排的。
This is arranged by God.
你接受。
Just accept it.
不要觉得丢脸。
And don't find it ashamed.
不要觉得有问题。
And don't find it a problem.
但这个亚当呢，没有犯了罪的时候，没有用他的想法判断他的感受的时候，不知道咯。 没有穿衣服是很丢脸的。
So, and when Adam doesn't sin, when he never uses his own judgment, his own emotions, which make judgment, he never knows that naked is actually a shameful thing.
今天你也接受都是上帝所安排的。
Whatever that you have today is all arranged by God.
这样的话你不会说很丢脸。
And therefore you wouldn't say that it is a shame.
你不会说完蛋了。
You wouldn't say that it's finished.
你不会说死定了。
You wouldn't say that I'm doomed.
不是吗?
Right?
우런점양적으로
Because this is arranged by God.
창세기 1장
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
상대 창조로 태어났대.
God has created the heavens and the earth.
저리도 창조도 있어서 완미도 있어.
And he create means perfect.
그래서 띠얼때
In verse 2 he says.
상대 수 창조도 네괴 띠스 혼돈.
And the land that God has created was formless.
그래서 띠이제서 완미.
But verse 1, he says that it's perfect. How do you explain that?
明明白白很混沌了,
it should be. It's,
很黑暗了,
it's with formless and void.
告诉我们说,
but in verse 1, he says perfect.
没有不需要的,
there is nothing of lack inside.
都是需要的,
every single thing is off, needed.
从你的, 想法, 你的判断, 你的感受呢, 混沌,
and from your thinking, opinions, and as well as judgment, all this formlessness is not needed, right?
这个混沌黑暗不是你来安排的.
Formlessness and darkness is not arranged by you.
上帝所安排的.
All this is arranged by God.
但是创世纪第一章第一节说是完美的.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says it's perfect.
所以你碰到苦难的时候不要呱呱叫了.
When you face sufferings, do not make noise.
不要惧怕了.
Do not be fearful.
因为你觉得很糟糕.
Because you may think that it's terrible things. But it's a perfect thing.
你有这个信心的时候怎么样呢? 要有光就有了光。
When you have faith, when you have when one light,
结果呢，黑暗不见，
and darkness will be gone，
混沌不见，
formlessness will be gone。
你看，这是相信神的话。
This is the way how you believe in the word of God。
你告诉你旁边的不要分辨是非。
Tell the person beside you, do not judge good and evil。
那么意思说，不要照着你的思想、你的判断、你的感受来生活。
Do not live according to your own thinking, judgment, and your emotions。
上帝说你是上帝的孩子。
Now the God say that you are God's children.
上帝说，为什么今天你来这里呢？
Why is it so that you come today?
你自己决定来新加坡？
You decided that you come to Singapore today?
上帝带你进来新加坡。
Because God is the one that brought you into Singapore.
不要惧怕了。
Now don't be afraid.
但是天天怎么样呢？ 我死定了，完蛋了，没有办法了，为什么我的人生是这样呢？妈妈，你为什么送我呢？
And every day you say, I'm finished, you know, Mom, why do you give birth to me?
因着这些的话, 今天你的很多的灾难临到你的身上。
Because of this word, a lot of calamity come upon you.
这就是弄肮脏圣殿。
This is the meaning of defiling the temple.
弄肮脏圣殿的话, 魔鬼一定会进来。
And if you defile the temple, the devil can come soon.
然后践踏你的人生。
And then you will trample your life.
咬你的人生。
And bite your life.
你看这个马太福音第七章,
Matthew chapter 7.
第一节到第六节,
verse 1 to 6.
这里说, 不要照着你的想法、看法, 还有你的感受来判断什么事情了。
And that says, do not judge according to your own thinkings, your judgment and your emotions.
你不要判断别人。
Now, do not judge other people.
你不要说这个爸爸妈妈是好不好。
Don't say that whether this parent is good or bad.
你不要说我的家庭好不好。
Or to say my family is good or bad.
我的读书好不好。
Or my studies is good or bad.
我的才干好不好。
My capability whether it's good or bad.
这个人是不是好人或者是坏人。
Is this person a good person or a bad person?
今天我的环境会不会让我死。
Will my condition cause me to die?
今天我的爸爸死了。
Did my father die?
完蛋了。
I'm finished.
不要这样，你自己不要判断。
Don't judge for yourself.
你不要这个论断。
Don't judge.
你自己不要用你的想法、看法、你的感受来量什么东西。
Don't use your own thinkings and opinions and judgments to measure anything.
如果你这样做的话，发生什么事情？
Now what will happen to you?
弄肮脏圣殿。
You will defile the temple.
弄肮脏圣殿的话，发生什么事情？
You will defile the temple. What happened to you?
魔鬼会进来。
Demons will come in.
魔鬼进来的话，发生什么事情？
Demons come in. What will happen?
践踏你的人生。
You will trample your life.
咬你的人生。
And bite your life.
看第六节。
Verse 6.
第一节到第五节，你们已经我已经说了，请不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前。意思说不要弄肮脏圣殿了，这样的话，猪鬼会进来做什么呢？请恐怕他践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
Verse 6, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces.
所以呢，从今以后呢， 凡事感谢赞美喜乐了。
From today's onwards, everything give thanks and rejoice.
不要集中在 赚多少钱。
Do not focus on earning how much money.
不要集中在一个月的薪水多少钱。
Do not focus on how much you earn per month.
不要集中在 什么人看不起我。
Or certain people look down on me.
不管。
You just don't care about any of this.
那么他看不起我，看不起你是他的自由。
If they look down on you, it's your own freedom.
你的自由是什么呢？
What is your freedom?
仍然努力做工了。
Continue to diligently work.
仍然努力服侍他了。
Diligently serve them.
你看不起我
You look down on me.
我有机会报仇
I'm going to take vengeance on you.
你看不起我
You look down on me.
所以我不能睡
I can't, so I cannot sleep at night.
不要了，不要了，不要，不要从你的眼光来看。
Don't base on your own fleshly eyes to look at things.
那这个是上帝安排的了。
That is arranged by God.
为什么上帝安排这样的人呢
？Why did God arrange this people?
为什么那个人特地折磨你呢
？Why that person must torture you?
因为要不然你不能拔掉你里面的黑马。
Because if not, you cannot remove your bad issue inside of you.
不是吗
？Right.
那么你的太太不要不要骂。
So your wife don't scold?
看我的太太的时候越来越明白天色地照的了。
Now look at my wife, I realized that this is really a perfect match.
为什么这个上帝把那样的男孩子给你
？So why did God give you that kind of man?
为什么把那样的女孩子给你
？And give you that kind of women?
因为那个女孩子才能修理你啊。
Because that kind of woman would deal with you.
那个男孩子才能修理你啊。
And that kind of man would deal with you.
那个老板才能修理你。
And that boss can deal with you.
那个朋友才能修理你。
That friend can deal with you.
你学到这一点的话，不会受伤心。
And if you learn that, you will not be sad with
things. 只是该你该做的做了。
But to do what you're supposed to do.
不管别人。
Don't care about the others.
明白吗？现在马太福音第一七章第一节到第五节的内容。
Understand the content in Matthew chapter 7 verse 1 to 5.
要不然弄肮脏这个圣殿。
Otherwise we defile this temple.
弄肮脏圣殿的话，魔鬼进来。
And as you defile the temple, the demons will come in.
魔鬼进来。
The demons will come in.
猪鬼进来。
Swine spirit will come in.
然后践踏你，咬你。
And it will trample you and to even tear you up.
所以总而言之是什么意思呢
？In conclusion,
真的我们耶稣基督的形象。呈现在我们里面这个是我们得胜的一个方法了
The only way of victory The one way of victory is to have the image of Christ form inside of us
你好好建立了圣殿
So we properly establish the temple
好好建立圣殿的话不断的发生那么高兴的事情
And then you will keep having a lot of happy things that happen
真的是这样吗
Is that true?
你看哈该书第一章
Haggai chapter 1
第二节到第十一节
Verse 2 to 11
最后看这个经文然后结束一下
Last scriptures and we'll end
哈该书第一章
Haggai chapter 1
第二节到第十一节
Verse 2 to 11
很快读了请万军之耶和华如此说这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说这殿仍然荒凉你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗现在万军之耶和华如此说你们要审查自己的行为你们撒的种多收的却少你们吃却不得饱喝这个什么怎么不足穿衣服却不得暖的工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中这个万军之耶和华如此说你们要审查自己的行为你们要上山取木料建造这殿我就因此死了且得荣耀这是耶和华说的第九节你们盼望的多得所得的却少你们受到家中我就催去这是为什么呢因为我的殿荒凉你们个人却顾自己的房屋这是万军之耶和华说的所以为你们的缘故天就不降甘露地也不出土产我命干旱临到地土山冈五谷新酒河油并地上的出产人民牲畜以及人手一切劳碌得来的
Okay, that's true.
需要英文读吗
Do you need to read English?
读了读
Okay, verse 2
赶快读
Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, This people sees that the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you yourself to dwell in your panel houses and this temple to lie in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have so much and bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drinks. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earn wages is to put into a bag with hosts. Then says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build a temple, that I may take pleasures in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You look for much, indeed, it came to little. But when you brought it home, it blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is in ruins. Well, every one of you runs to his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you withhold a drought, and the earth withholds its fruit. For I called for a drought on the land and the mountains, on the grain and the new wine and the oil, on whatever the ground brings forth, on man and the livestock, and on all the labor of your hands.
你非常努力做工。
So you work really hard.
你非常努力读书,
and you study really hard.
你很诚实地做工,
and you earnestly and honestly work.
哪一个人懒惰呢?
And who actually
become
lazy, right? Look at the person beside
太努力了,
you. You work too hard.
太认真了,
and too serious.
太用功了,
and too diligent.
我们从早上到晚上, 对不对?
And so from morning to night, isn't
但是,
it?
我们的生活里面有那么多的痛苦，那么多的贫穷，那么多的问题。
But there were so many sufferings and problems in our life.
原因在哪里？
Where is the problem?
因为你的圣殿是很荒凉。
Because your temple is desolated.
今天回家最起码再来读十次了。
So today go home at least read 10 times.
今天我们的问题不是不够努力。
Today our problem is not lack of diligence.
今天我们的问题不是我的工钱没有那么高。
It's not that our wages is not high enough.
不是的了。
It's not the case.
为什么我的工钱没有那么高呢?
Why is it so that my wages is not high?
我真的努力了。
I strive really hard.
我真的很用功了。
And I'm really diligent.
我真的很诚实了。
And I'm honest about it.
但是为什么你的工钱是滴滴滴啊呢?
But why is your wages so little?
为什么你的工钱是那么少呢?
But your wages is so little.
你杀种很多。
You sow a lot.
但是收获不多。
But you have so little harvest.
虽然穿得不错，但是为什么冷？
Now you wear well, but why are you cold?
你喝饱了，但是还是很渴。Now
you drink, but you are still thirsty.
你努力做什么运动了，但是还生病。
Now if you exercise really hard, but you still not unhealthy. So why so?
不够做运动。
Is it because not enough exercise?
圣经说你的殿很荒凉。
The Bible says that because the temple is in ruin.
那么怎么办呢?
Now what to do then?
这里说你们要审查自己的行为。
Now here that it says consider your ways.
意思说基督的形象形成在你里面的意思。
And to have the image of Christ form inside of you.
所以呢明白吗? 要饶恕的饶恕了。
Understand? Forgive those that need to be forgiven.
千万不要受伤心了。
And do not be hurt.
基督的形象形成 重新在你里面的话怎么样呢? 这就是好好建立圣殿的意思。
The image of Christ formed inside of you, that's the meaning of building a temple.
还有第二是什么呢?
Number two is,
你们要上山取木料建造这殿。
And said, you have to go up to the mountain to actually take the wood to actually build the temple.
这一句话的意思是你顺从神的话。
That means to say that you have to submit to the word of God.
你透过神的话来分辨善恶的问题。
And through the word of God to judge good and evil.
不要用你的想法、看法、你的这个判断、你的情绪、这个什么、这个感情来、这个你的感受来、处理事情。
And so don't based on your own thinking, opinion, your own judgment, your own emotions and feelings to deal with matters by yourself.
上帝说你赚的不多不成一个问题。
Now God said that even though that you don't earn much, but that is not a problem to Him.
为什么赚的不多呢?
Why do you not earn much?
因为你里面有贪心了。
Because there is greed inside.
所以呢，我们的上帝用这样贫穷来要训练、要杀掉你的贪心。
And so God through this kind of poverty to killed away your greed.
有钱也不会骄傲。
Even if you are rich, you will not be proud.
没有钱也不会担心。
Even if you have no money, you will have not worry.
没有贪心的意思了。
This is the meaning of no
你成长到
greed.
你成长到这个水准的话，我们的上帝开始给你。 赚不完的钱了。
And so when you grow up to that measure, God will give you plentiful of money.
这方面我要做见证的话，真的也涨不完。
In this area, if I want to do testimony, I cannot be sharing it. It's really that case.
你就是基督的形象重新在你里面。
Just have the image of Christ formed inside of you.
这是听神的话了。
Listen to the word of God.
天天惧怕担心忧虑嘛。
Every day you worry for an anxiety,
天天说我的工钱不。 不多，你一直埋怨嘛。
You grumble every day that my wages is not enough.
我的工钱不多是什么意思呢？
My wages is not enough means.
你里面有贪心的意思了。
Means that there is greed inside of you.
贪心是拜偶像的罪。
Now greed is idolatry.
拜偶像的罪是什么？魔鬼，你拜偶像的话，魔鬼有权利进来。
And if you do idolatry, the evil have the way to come into your life.
结果呢，践踏你的人生。
Therefore, it will trample your life.
咬你的人生。
It will bite and tear your life.
哦，你的一辈子你的工钱不能增加的。
Your wages may never increase.
我们真的听神的话了。
We need to listen to the word of God.
所以呢，好好建立这个圣殿了。
So properly build a temple.
你好好建立圣殿的话，会发生什么事情？
When you properly build a temple, what will happen to you?
哈该书第2章第6节到第8节怎么样呢？
Haggai chapter 2:6-8.
我们的上帝会震动天地。
God will shake the heavens and the earth.
然后金银都是属于上帝的。
Silver and gold all belongs to God.
震动天地的意思什么呢？
What does it mean by shaking the heavens and the earth?
把有钱的钱送到你那边。
And to bring the rich man's money to you.
为什么今年都在上帝的手中？
Because of silver and gold.
这就是哈该书第二章第六节到第八节。
This is Haggai chapter 2 verse 6 to 8.
然后最后我们没有读了历代志下第七章十三节到第十五节，对不对？
We never read Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 13 to 15, right?
不要以为牧师忘记了。
Pastor never forget this.
我们看了第十一节到十二节。
We read 11 to 12.
然后十六节到第二十二节。
And then 16 to 22.
还剩下十三节到第十五节。
And 13 to 15.
你看，你有问题吗？
Do you have a problem?
你好好基督的形象重新在你里面。
And when you have the image of Christ inside of you,
你好好听神的话。
If you properly listen to the word of God.
这样的话，你碰到的这什么贫穷的问题，还有呢这恶逆的问题，通通怎么样？完蛋了。
So the poverty and the pastime that you face with, it's all finished.
上帝一定会处理。
God will deal with it all.
今天的信息是需要这个太宝贵了。
Today's message is very precious.
真的我们这样来生活。
We have to live it this way.
无论发生什么患难，我们能够得胜了。
No matter what tribulations, we can overcome.
虽然今天这个超过九点但是我们抓住这个神的话来祷告了。
Let's honor the word of God and pray.
多鼓励我们周围的人来参加这个礼拜五晚上的这个训练。
Do encourage people to come and join us for the Friday discipleship.
真的越来越发现明白这个神的话了。
And understand that this is important to understand the word of God.
要不然以后我们的生活太苦。
Otherwise, our life in the future is going to be bitter.
你虽然杀种那么多，也是收获不多。
Now, even if you sow much, you will harvest very little.
你想要的一直不能拿。
And the things that you want, you cannot receive it.
所以今天要明白好好建立圣殿。
And so we need to build a good temple today.
我们一起开声来祷告。
Let us pray.
아버지 하나님, 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 一点但是我们查看了建立这个圣殿的重要性，是的，我们自己本身是一个圣殿，是的，我们的上帝住在我们的生命里面，虽然我们的生命用神的话来没有改变的话，那我们的上帝无法住在我们里面，所以呢，我们的角色这个时间求你再来打开我们属灵上的眼睛，让我们来明白你的话语，让我们来抓住这个神的话语来生活，是的，你的话才是我们的力量，你的话才是我们的生命，你的话才是我们的道路，你的话才是我们的真理了，所以呢，我们的主耶稣，感谢你，赞美你。是的，今天也求你把你的话刻在我们的心板上，让我们来能够把这个神的话实体化出来，要不然我们怎么能得胜呢？我们的主耶稣，是的，我愿意把我心田里面的这个黑毛拔出来，我愿意把这个神的话刻在我们的心板上，我们愿意顺从你的话语。我们的主耶稣，求你给我们你的信心，给我们你的信心。阿布德里比克里亚拉曼罗布库罗布苏里比克亚拉巴山，阿布德里比克里亚拉曼罗布库罗布库苏里比克亚拉卡拉曼罗布苏里亚巴山，阿布德里比克里亚拉曼罗布苏里亚巴。我们的主耶稣，在过去，我们找很多次的借口来生活的。我们的角色饶恕我们，洗净我们的罪。是的，我们很多很多的时候，用自己的想法、看法、我们的自己的判断、自己的感受来处理事情。我们的角色，这就是我们的罪。是的，这就是我们的罪。我们自己要分辨这个是非。结果呢？我们一直失败了。是的，我们的主耶稣，我们不需要我们自己判断，我们不需要我们自己分辨是非对不对的事情，我们不能这样不要从人的眼光来看事情。我们的主耶稣饶恕我们，我们信主，但是那么多的时候，我们每一次用我们的想法、看法、我们的判断、我们的感受来判断我们的事情。我们的主耶稣，是的，我们只是集中在神的话语那边，集中在上帝的这个形象那边，我们的上帝的品性那边才对。阿爸的比基亚拉曼罗布库罗布库斯比基 呀，再过主我们没有这样来生活的，主耶稣今天求你用你的宝血来洗净我们，用你的活血来洗净我们，用你的火来烧掉我们里面的这个不幸，我们里面的杂念。阿爸的比卡尼亚的门，阿爸的比斯里亚的巴卡拉巴哈斯里亚的巴。是的，我们的主耶稣，你让我们集中在崇拜那边，让我们来集中在崇拜那边，让我们来集中在听神的话那边。不要，让我们来集中在我们的问题那边。阿爸的比卡尼亚的门，阿爸的比斯里亚的巴卡拉巴。